Hey, all you pet stylists, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers. Hi, Susie. What's up this week?
Hi, Barbara. Hello, groomers. Welcome to episode 171 of the Groom Pod, recorded on July 8th, 2018 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This episode of the Groom Pod is sponsored by Stazco Products, featuring the famous Stazco Conditioning Spray. Find them online and at your favorite distributors like Groomer's Choice. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to talk about conditioning before you wash, hemp for hair, and keeping cool in the sun. You can join our discussion by finding us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/thegroompod. Subscribe to the Groom Pod on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Google Play, wherever you get podcasts. Find all things Groom Pod related, including our Amazon banner, Patreon button, and donation button at thegroompod.com. Remember to share us with all your grooming buddies and always, always support our sponsors. Tell them that you've heard it on the Groom Pod and give them some love. They are Best Shot, South Park, Evolution, Stazco, Show Season, and Positive Ed. Speaking of Positive Ed, Barbara, Positive Ed is an educational training membership program featuring a way to get new skills and rejuvenate your business right from the comfort of your own home. It's an entirely new way of experiencing education. It's designed to expand and evolve your business. It's $30 a month, $360 a year. It includes live webinars monthly in an interactive platform with access to the speaker. And when you join for the year, you get access to all the past recordings, a private Facebook group, weekly Q&A with Mary, and extra bonus materials and special offers. This month's topic, Barbara, is sanitation in the salon, something we all love to talk about and hate to do. So if you'd like to find more information about this, you can find it at www.positiveed.com. That is P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E, positiveed.com. All right, Barbara, what's new with you this week?
So we're talking about Mary's course, and I took it.
Oh, you did?
So, yeah, I took it. And it was very interesting. It was very worthwhile. It was a little bit intimidating because if you look at all you should do, it can sometimes be very daunting. And there's just like one caveat. The big difference between Mary and I is that she's in a confined mobile unit where you can put your hand on one wall and put your hand on the other wall. And I'm in a like 850 square foot room with three sections. And boy, to do everything all the time, it's really challenging. But it really gives you a great deal of information and urges you to think things through for what is the best sanitation protocol for your situation. So I recommend it highly.
Cool. Well, I have never taken it, but I myself kind of go by the Petri dish theory, you know? So I expose myself to all kinds of bathroom germs out there in the gas stations and the fast food restaurants. I never miss any work. So, but in truth, I do clean my grooming area a little bit better than that, but I am not sterilizing my grooming area. It's not happening. And I only have an 8x10 trailer and I'm not doing it. I can't even imagine doing it in the van that she has or in a shop like your size. The information is invaluable. It's just fantastic knowledge though. You can take and apply things as you go along.
It's the same thing in talking about health and nutrition. It's really valuable to know what's good, what's better, what's best. But I won't eat kale. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not eating kale. I mean, you could put it in a smoothie and fool me and I won't get mad. But
Well, I think you guys, the coolest thing about Mary's stuff is you don't have to be there for the webinar. You can actually go back and listen to it after the fact and just take all of the information and then apply it to your personal situation. She's a right. great sponsor. Happy to have her on board.
And she's a great teacher. And I love that she'll be available for questions and that kind of thing. Because always, always, the more you learn, the more questions you have.
That's a fact.
It's like peeling the onion.
Very, very true. Speaking of onions, what was the onion that is your week? How was your week?
My week was kind of a mixed blessing, I guess. You know, I spent a good part of the week avoiding and yet agonizing over my business insurance. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Okay, so this is the continuing saga. The continuing saga of Marco the Maltese biting the customer. Now, if you want to hear my confession and all of that, you have to go through the archives, and we ain't telling you which one it's on.
Good enough. If you search, you'll find it.
If you search, you'll find it. But there were a lot of repercussions. So in a nutshell, what happened is that my insurance company, which was great during the whole thing, they settled for an absurd amount of like $37,000 for this woman that had a dog bite on her thigh from my malicious Maltese with a top knot and bow. Then they paid and everything, you know, like no problem. My premium didn't go up. They didn't call me. But come to find out from my insurance broker, they refused to renew my insurance. So you know what? They paid this absurd amount, and they never should have paid that much money. It was a completely unknowledgeable, just good old boys settlement between the two lawyers, and they paid it, and then they called me an extravagant loss risk.
Right.
Right. And so I'm chopped off. Just when I was really liking the company and talking good about them and everything, they cut me off. Well, my insurance agent had to shop around and did so and found another policy, but it required a prepayment of the entire year and a check before they would even bind me, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been scrummaging around doing that, and you know, it's the summer and it's slow. And
I got a funny story about insurance companies.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, we're kind of in the woods out here, and we're very much do-it-yourselfers. We don't like to pay people to do stuff for us that we can do ourselves. It's just the way we are. And I was at work one day, and I got a phone call from my husband, and it was Friday night at about 10 after 5. And he said, "What's the number for the electric company?" And I said, "Oh, I'll have to look it up, but why would you need the number for the electric company? That's kind of an odd question. I do all the bill paying, you know, it's just out of the blue." And he said, "Well, we have a situation here." And I said,
"Houston."
Okay. "What happened?" And he said, "Well, I cut down a tree and I kind of knocked the power line off and I need to call and let him know." And I said, "Which tree?" And he said, "Well, you know that 250-foot cottonwood in the pasture? I cut that down and it took out the transformer and the power pole and all the power to our house, the neighbor's house, and one neighbor behind us as well. Our insurance company paid $10,000 out for that one." Not to mention they had to get the hazmat people out, and then Friday night it was time and a half because it was the weekend and overtime and or after hours and the whole thing. But then at that point, our house insurance was like $1,200 a year, and they added a half again as much. So they added like another $600 onto the policy for the next year, and I dropped them. which seems stupid to me because I had paid into that company. We had been with them for like 10 years. So they had 10 years worth of us paying in and never having a claim. Then we have one claim and they jack it up by half again and we drop them. So they have no ability to ever get that money back. We were perfectly established with not being people who made claims. But it's funny. There's nothing like getting a phone call from your husband when he says, we have a situation. never good. And you know, the neighbor behind us still really doesn't even talk to us. They never got over it. It was not that big a deal. Although the rest of our neighbors thought it was extremely entertaining, which it was because it was a huge tree. Huge.
Why would, I mean, I feel more, I'm having more of a response about the tree.
It was dying. It was rotted inside. We suspected it, but they wanted $1,500 each tree to take it down. And that was 15 years ago or 10 years ago. You know, it was a lot of money to us. I wasn't making the big mobile grooming money at that point. like that.
I love that.
Hey, did you see that poor lady who got beat up and robbed on the on Facebook?
Oh my God. You know what? That's another thing that I've been dealing with because there for the grace of God go I. That woman was in her shop at 7:30 at night and these thugs broke in and beat the holy crap out of her so bad that they broke an eye socket. And the other eye don't look good.
No, it does not.
We had the internet has a picture of her in the hospital bed, and it's just the worst story. I mean, this woman, she's a retired dog show person. She's a groomer for 50 years or whatever, kind of like me. I had just a whole lot of kind of like me. The only thing that wasn't kind of like me is that she's refused to raise her prices in 15 years. And I thought, oh, lady, think how much they could have gotten from you if you had raised your prices.
Yeah, wow.
But it touched my heart because it was so close to home having had a nonviolent, rather polite burglary. Oh, yeah, and speaking of the burglary, my new insurance doesn't cover that until I get some kind of an alarm system that's plugged in with the cops. Yeah, I can't do just a personal home alarm. I have to get some kind of a business alarm thing. How much is that going to cost me per month? Ugh, I don't even know where to go for that and not get ripped off.
Yeah, I will say this. If the insurance company knew what was next door to you, they would have no problem insuring you. Because if anything happens during daylight hours, those guys are going to be over in your shop in a heartbeat. Fully armed and ready to kick some ass. If they're not in the shop, then there would be a problem. But you at least have insurance next door from them. That's in case you guys don't know, Barbara is next door to a gun shop. And the guy who owns the gun shop is her landlord and knows her quite well. So you at least have that. That's just a little bit of security.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It also draws people there that you wouldn't want there.
Right. That's it. Exactly. And so it draws crime. So maybe I don't want to say anything about that.
Yeah, good point. Well, the thing, important thing about that is they care about you and he cares about you. And, you know, at least he would have his ears open. Let's hope if he could hear, if he wasn't, you know.
Yeah, right.
Right. So
I'm moving right along.
So I, as I usually do, driving a trailer in the city, I went off a curb this week. At least I think it was a curb. Now, was it this week? Yeah. Early in the week, right after we had talked. So probably Monday. I hit either a curb or a speed bump, and I tossed my scissor rack onto the ground.
And Susie.
Yeah, it was the one. So I have two scissor racks. One of them is permanently rusted to the wall. The other one I thought was rusted to the wall, but apparently if you give it a good enough jolt, it will come off. And it's the one that was in Pet Edge where it's acrylic and it just has the holes where
I have one of those, right?
I love it. It works great. I have two of them. but I never, so anyway, my scissors dropped. I have a fully padded floor, but right underneath where that rack is my laundry hamper, solid plastic basket for my towels. Well, I tossed the rack off and everything kind of landed all over the mats and it was no big deal. So I rehung the rack. What I did not notice is that I've been hanging that rack for the last 16 years upside down. It's been upside down. So it has a keyhole kind of an opening and right. You put a screw in it and then it slides down so that the keyhole doesn't screw in. Well, I've had it upside down so that the screw was just happened to be big enough and rusted enough that it held it on there until I hit this bump. Silly me, I didn't notice that it was upside down because I just kept putting it back up the way it was. And then from that moment on, every time I went over a bump, I threw my scissors on the ground. And it is my chunkers, my blenders, and my curved blenders, my detailing tiny scissors, all of my ones from Randy, all of them hit the ground. Now, out of that bunch, my curved blenders and my offset, my bent shank straights that Randy made me are both got hit out of alignment on the last time. Wow. Of course, it would be the last time that the rack hit the ground because after that, when I figured out it was upside down, turned it around. Plus, I put a silicone blob in there. So even if I do hit it and it bounces, it can't come off anymore. But I had to emergency ship my stuff back to Randy at Precision Sharp in Pennsylvania because he is going on vacation. And I can't bear to think of being like 3 weeks without those two particular pairs of shears because they are my most used items. Most used. Now I'm considering moving them to the top rack and because that one will never fall off the wall. But I really think I've solved the problem. But what a horror to lose your two favorite, most grabbed shears.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Everything else seems to be okay. Those two must have, on that very last drop, hit the edge of the plastic laundry hamper that I have in there. I say hamper. It's more like a file box, but it works.
But isn't there a sharpener locally that you could use to...
I'm not going to let someone else sharpen the curved blenders that he built because those are tricky. And if I'm going to have to send those back, I might as well send the other ones he made, which are the offsets.
Yeah,
which probably anyone could
do. I understand. Yeah.
If it had been anything but the curved blenders, I would have someone locally do them.
But yeah, no. Nobody
else.
I don't
want to risk them.
No, you're right. Because nobody else can even fathom those, how that's done.
Yeah.
How to maintain that. Yeah, you're right.
I shed a tear when I grabbed them because I threw them off probably 10 times in the week. I threw them down. It wasn't until the last time I threw them that they actually did damage. And then I went, I got to do something now because, you know, it didn't not break anything. This time it broke something. So, yeah, extremely frustrating. But luckily, Randy and Cheryl will get, they're watching for it. My stuff, I sent it. Priorities to get it there. I figured what the heck, I will get them there and then they can send them back by the slow boat. It doesn't matter as long as they get to them before vacation.
Yeah.
So one of the things I kind of wanted to mention before we move on to the boring part of the show, I mean the educational part of the show, is I've got a room full of t-shirts and I was thinking it would be really fun to have a contest. So I thought, if we brought it up here while where everybody's listening out there, by the way, our membership's up to like 3,700 now.
Woo!
Woo! So if one of you guys has any great idea for a really fun contest that we can do to give away a t-shirt or two, post it on the Groom Pod discussion group. Post it on the Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/group/thegroompod, and we will have a contest in the next couple weeks and give away a t-shirt or a couple t-shirts. All right. Break time. The dogs apparently seem to think we need a break. All right. Let's take it then and hear from Best Shot, and then we'll be back with our first appointment, which is about conditioning before you do your washing. We've all been there. Your appointment shows up and it's a matted mess. The products you choose can make a huge difference in the end result. The Ultramax line by Best Shot is the perfect solution. It was engineered for serious professionals to get dirty jobs done right. The Ultramax system starts with the shampoos. Ultramax Pro is a dilute as needed shampoo. Use it directly on the coat for degreasing, 15 to 1 for deep cleaning, 50 to 1 for light cleaning, or anything in between. It's perfect for recirculating bathing systems. And there's also Ultramax Clarifying Shampoo. Ultramax Pro Conditioner is so light but so powerful. It has Best Shot's special coat releasing technology for superior de-shedding and de-matting. It never adds drying time and works great in recirculators. And a body splash. The whole Ultramax line features a modern sweet pea fragrance. This isn't your grandma's perfume. It's delightful. Whether it's Ultramax, One Shot, Ultra Wash, or any of the Best Shot lineup, you can expect the finest quality and true performance. They'll help you make masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. Find Best Shot products at quality distributors and online at bestshotpet.com. Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. I was looking on Facebook one day, like I do many times a day. Surprise.
Actually.
And I follow Lisa Leedy, and she had a post about this beautiful Sheltie that she had just groomed. And she said she was doing the conditioner before she did the shampoo. And she loved it. She loved the way the dog came out. And I was curious about what your thoughts were. Actually, one of our very devoted listeners asked for our opinion. So here we are. We're going to give you our opinion. Well, Barbara's going to give you her opinion, and I'm going to nod and giggle a lot. How's that? All right, here you go.
Okay, so now listen, from a science point of view, and that's just a little different perspective than what we had on the Facebook, which was from users and that kind of thing, anecdotal information, which can be valuable. But from looking at a science base, I am in the process of changing my mind about this protocol.
What?
This is
exactly why we love you, Barbara, is because when information comes out, you read it, digest it, and it can actually make you change your opinion. So what is it this time that kind of has your curiosity piqued?
Well, this is an article that I purchased. I mean, I was so interested in the abstract of this article about hair damage. It's an article that I purchased, and it discusses hair damage from shampooing. And it's a review, so it's not just one particular study, but it makes reference to a lot of studies. And what's beginning to emerge is a knowledge that hair, regardless of species or any of that, hair gets damaged just from rubbing against itself. Almost everything that we do that's involved with grooming is actually likely to cause some kind of hair damage. And in this article, there are pictures of hair where they show crevices and cracks and lifted cuticles just from everyday brushing and combing following a shampoo. Hmm. Okay. And also, there's evidence that surfactants in shampoo, the harsher ones, can actually do some damage to the cell membrane complex, the stuff that glues the cuticle to the cortex and the cuticles to themselves. So that material, which is protein-based, can become eroded. And it will allow moisture and other ingredients to go into the hair shaft, or moisture to come out of the hair shafts, and it's the beginning of the cycle of damage that happens over the life of a coat, be it a human or an animal's coat. And massaging while shampooing, that's important to know, that that creates a lot of surface damage to the hair shafts.
A lot of friction happens when you're rubbing hair together.
Right. And it's not going to be like the first time you do it, it ruins the coat. But it's over time where you're, you know, like, and they show, there's scanning electron microscope photos in this article that show the kind of damage that occurs from some of the simplest things that we take for granted in hair care, just from rubbing the hair and even from hairs. You know, like when we blow dry, you know how those hairs go zooming around.
It's violent. It's a violent act.
It actually is. It's like wind damage. So you need to know that to a certain extent, the violent wind that you're blowing into the coat is causing a lot of inter-hair, inter-shaft friction and a little bit of damage here and a little bit of damage there, and it starts adding up and adding up over the time. And so it's beginning to make sense to me that you might put a conditioner on, and what does that do? It covers up all the existing damage on the hair. And so it fills in the cracks and crevices and makes that hair smooth, and it seals it so that the hair doesn't get damaged from the shampoo. So it gives a little bit of a protection against the damage that I'm reading about that can happen with shampoo.
So in this case, when we're talking about the damage that is taking place, it has a far larger effect on dogs that are in full coat than the dogs that I'm doing, where I'm cutting the hair to an inch long or an inch and a half long or 2 inches long every 4 weeks.
Yeah, no. So then you're dealing with mostly virgin hair all the time.
Yeah.
That's because you're doing dogs that have an extended growth phase, anagen phase.
But the Sheltie or the Yorkie.
You know, like here and there, either we market ourselves for these more full-coated, show-conditioned dogs, or we run into these situations where a customer wants to maintain a coat. And it can even be just ears and tail. Important to know that the reason these Bichon tails get matted up over and over again is because they have a very porous coat, and there's a lot of damage that's happening over time to those tails.
A light bulb just came on. We already do this. It's called a hot oil treatment. It's hot called oil. Happy hair. We're already conditioning before the shampoo. This is already part of our protocol a lot of times with damaged hair. Boy, right. I'm brilliant. See, right. I'm not just all giggles and laughs.
And it's available to you. So if you're a listener and you want a question about, try it on your own hair. But, you know, like I'd suggest, I really am a big olive oil fan. And it's because I really like how olive oil interacts with hair. So I would, just to experiment, you can use olive oil, plain virgin olive oil, and massage it thoroughly into your hair a half hour or an hour before you shampoo. Gonna give it time to set and then shampoo. And for me, oh my God, it makes my hair so lovely. And you know, I got 78-year-old tresses there. some of these hairs been around for many years.
Well, this is funny. Just thinking about the hot oil treatment as a preconditioner before the wash kind of a situation, now using a conditioner makes perfect sense.
You see, the shampoo comes in and it still cleans away, but it doesn't seem to remove all of the conditioner, which is why when you use a certain products, you can just do condition and bath and that's it. You don't have to put more conditioner on. So it's really good in a situation where you don't want to over condition the coat. And this is why it's so good with the Keyshound, Sheltie, Samoyed. You know, like when you over condition those coats, they look like fucking shit.
They sure do.
They look awful. It allows for less interference with the texture of the coat when you condition first and when you shampoo. And the scientific rationalization for that it's a good thing is because we're learning of damage from shampooing itself, and conditioning first is going to give the hair protection from being damaged during the rough-up part of grooming.
Okay, so there are certain conditioning ingredients that hang on better during a shampoo than others, like the ones they combine with the shampoo ingredients to make the Pert Plus kind of a two-in-one shampoos, right? So how much of a difference does it make which conditioner you're using before you go into it?
It does make a difference, and you want a conditioner that has a cationic conditioning ingredient in it, like cetrimonium chloride or diacetyl, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, now I'm excited. I'm excited to give it a go because I get which kind of a dog I would do it on. I would do it on a dog that would need a hot oil treatment. For me, the idea of using a conditioner, then doing a bath, and then maybe another conditioner afterwards, just too much water use in my mobile. That's the only issue I have with it.
Well, that's true. No, I think it's too much conditioning to, you know, unless you have some terribly damaged coat.
How about following it up with a results rinse?
Results rinse is a clarifier. Yeah, it's going to negate.
All right. Well, okay. Cool. Thank you for exploring this topic because it was definitely one that ignited a firestorm of conversation on the internet. Let's take a break, hear from our friends at South Park, and then we will be back with our back to school segment. Groomers, we all know that the first thing doggy moms and dads do when they pick up their beautifully coiffed babies from us is they go in for a cuddle, right? That first cuddle is so important because it gives them the opportunity to really enjoy their freshly groomed and sweet-smelling pups. Well, our friends over at South Bark Professional Pet Products have a new item that's sure to bring a smile to all of those pet parents and groomers, too. South Bark, as you know, is the originator of the now famous South Bark's Blueberry Facial. They are located in sunny San Diego, California, where founders Lisa Vella and Donna Walker, also known as the Blueberry Girls, operate a dog wash and consumer pet store, as well as a wholesale distribution center. These amazing ladies have come up with an entirely new product that really has us here at the Groom Pod excited. It's a foaming cleanser with a fabulous new fragrance. It smells like blueberries and coconut, two of my personal favorite smells. I can't wait to try it. It's good for slobber mouth, goober eyes, and strategic stinkiness. The real neat thing is that you don't have to rinse it out. And to top it off, it's a foam, so it's extra safe for using around the eyes. You know how much Barbara and I love foam for faces. South Bark's Blueberry Coconut Pet Foam comes in a generous 8.5-ounce foamer and is safe for use on dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. This is sure to be a favorite in shops as a retail item or in the bathing room for pre-washing faces and loosening those eye boogies. If you would like more information or to place an order, you can go to the website www.southbarkprofessionalpet.com or you can call them at 1-877-232-2235. And remember to look for the Blueberry Girls and their products at many of our grooming trade shows and seminars.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher teacher is teaching the golden rule. Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
To lighten up the back to school segment, I chose kind of an interesting veterinary vocabulary word.
Okay.
And it is Komodo. Komodo. Comedo. Do you know what that is?
Like a pimple.
Yeah.
It's a clogged.
It's a clogged up sebaceous gland. It's a blackhead. It's a whitehead. It's a grooming landmine. But I know there's a whole group of you out there who are listening to this show that get really into squeezing the stuff out of those clogged up sebaceous sits. So much so that I know that there is a Facebook group out there where the groomers just show pictures of them squeezing gook out of these orifices on dogs.
Oh, no. Oh, no wonder I didn't get invited to that.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go in there. Yeah. But I must admit, I will squish them on the dogs that when I can safely squish them, I'll do it. Because otherwise they end up going to the doctor because they get so big and it's just a blackhead. As a matter of fact, we had a rat and all of a sudden over the course of a week, he developed this huge tumor on his back. And of course I panicked and called the emergency avian exotic vet and we went in there and she's like, oh, it's a pimple. Squeezed it.
No!
And it was over. And I paid like, well,
$55.
But I would have had to have paid $65 for that. All right. Gloomy glossary.
Gloomy.
Grooming glossary is depth of chest. Do you know how to define depth of chest?
Is that the extent to which it falls on the foreleg where it...
It is. They use the elbow as kind of the benchmark.
Aren't I bright?
You are. That's why we like
fucking you. Fucking bright. it's too bad I'm getting old and worn out. I know it. We have to hurry up and get me in as much as we can, you know?
Yes. So if it's a deep chest, it falls below the elbow. If it's a shallow chest, it's above the elbow. And
That's stuff.
Okay, our next school segment is the definition du jour, and it is sponsored by Show Season. Barbara, tell us about hemp for hair.
I've been wondering, you know, like we've seen hemp shampoos for a few years. They've been around. They kind of got real popular in the beauty industry, and they're still a viable trend, still a thriving trend. But you know what? Before I go in there, I want to tell you, speaking of, you know, and so it's a trend, which means that people are going to kind of pick up and add it to their line because it's popular.
Right.
But the truth is that hemp seed oil has a lot of good qualities that make it a desirable fatty acid supplement and the ingredient in hair products. No, I ran into on Amazon following, I Googled the strangest things, but I got into this hair product that's based on Merlot wine.
Really?
We might have to have a new segment from me that's called Marketing Madness.
Okay.
So the name of this product is Ted Gibson Build It Blow Drying Agent. So Ted Gibson is apparently some kind of a reality show star or something, you know, who's decided to have some of his own shit to sell. Why should he sell other people's? So here's the product description. Inspired by the secret of red wine, this product... Shut up. I'm trying to be serious and give this fair play.
Okay.
Okay, you're not going to laugh.
Nope.
Okay, you got it under control?
In. Yep.
Are you reined in? Okay, here we go. Inspired by the secret of red wine, this product contains a Merlot complex that is made from a confidential formula of compounds that prevent deterioration of the hair's proteins from environmental elements.
I instantly want to raise my pinky when I hear that.
Now, interestingly enough, I read the ingredients, and there's nothing particularly unusual in there, and they don't claim their proprietary formula, their compound, in this ingredient list, which was a big mistake, and maybe that's why there's no products associated with this item. You know, it's on Amazon. It's one of that out of stock. We don't know if it'll ever be back.
Yeah.
So it's just such marketing bullshit. It's just like, oh, I love Merlot, man.
Wow, way to glam on to a drinking trend.
Yeah, really, you know. Right, yeah, because he's servicing these ladies,
yes,
probably in Los Angeles, you
yes
know. He probably even has them drinking in his salon.
Hey, there's an idea.
Fancy bar at your dog grooming shop. Well, that would last one week.
Well, we had one here in Seattle. I don't know if it's still out there, but it was a coffee shop with video monitoring of them grooming your dog behind. So you could watch them groom your dog on video while you waited and had your coffee. And I forget where it was, and I don't know if it made it or not, because I haven't heard about it for a while.
Okay, listen, we have strayed a little bit from our paid advertising.
Oh, well, yes.
Returning back to hemp oil.
Yes, to our credit, it's still Definition du Jour, sponsored by Show Season, so you can talk about what you want.
Well, I do want to continue to talk about that hemp oil, although it is a fad, it's like argan oil is a fad, but it also is an excellent seed oil to use in cosmetic products with a lot of good benefits for hair. Well, hemp oil also has a complex of fatty acids and, you know, like desirable things for hair. Its main feature is that it's a very good moisturizing ingredient. So it apparently absorbs well into the hair, and we see claims that hemp seed oil stimulates hair growth and strengthens the hair. Perhaps we could give them a little bit of room on the strengthens the hair, because well-moisturized hair is going to be stronger when that cortex is at its right balance.
Although that makes sense.
Yeah, although we don't want too much moisture in the hair, because that swells the hair shaft and causes the
It causes the cuticles to pop up and Barbara's internet to freeze.
So anyway, hemp oil is a good thing that's become popular. And I got a little bit more interested in hemp because Show Season has introduced a new hemp oil shampoo. And I love the ingredient lineup. I have not tried the product yet. It's coming. I will test it, or, you know, trial it, as the case goes. But looking at the ingredient list, what I see is that Show Season on this product has really taken a very different formula. They've got a very different shampoo base than it shows up on a lot of their other shampoo products. So it's a sulfate free. They're using sodium olefin sulfonate rather than a sulfate. They have replaced the cocamide MEA with cocamide MIPA, which is a much more safe and healthier choice that many contemporary shampoo manufacturers are making. Everybody's getting rid of cocamide DEA because it's been shown to be a carcinogen. So anyway, I really like this new formula. I'm interested in trying it out. You know, it's formulated quite differently than some of their other shampoos, which makes it unique, and I like that. It's got a conditioning agent in it. It's actually got two. It's got polyquaternium 10, which is a conditioning agent, and it's got cetrimonium chloride in it, which is a great antistatic. So here's looking to the show Season Hemp Shampoo. I'm sure it's available if you call them direct.
At 678-382-0218. And if you guys want to get the wholesale price from Show Season, you need to call them because you can't do it through the website. It's the retail price through the website. So make sure you call 678-382-0218.
All right, now, thank you for that. And let's all give it a try.
Cool.
And we could even discuss it on the Groom Pod discussion group on Facebook. So buy some, try some, tell Sandy I sent you.
Yes, definitely let Sandy know her advertising is working. And another advertiser we have is Evolution Shears. So let's let Evolution Shears, well, let me tell you about Evolution Shears. And then we'll be
tell
back.
Me.
I will. I will. I'm gonna. And then we're coming back to our At the Table segment, which is keeping cool in the outdoor heat. Our hands are money makers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution Shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution Shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution Shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners, and chunkers, and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution Shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now, okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that? Let's see what's happening at the grooming table. This topic of keeping cool outside comes to mind because I'm a heat wimp and the sun has come out as it does every July 5th and it will stay out through basically the first part of October. And I know there are a lot of people who are dealing with way worse situations than I am as far as heat is concerned, but I do not have air in my trailer. So it gets pretty stinking hot in there. There's no question about it. So I was thinking it'd be a good idea to maybe talk about some of the ways that we can keep ourselves cool in the heat. And Barbara, our listeners can't see it, but Barbara has a thing on her neck. And I wanted to ask you about that. Tell me about the thing on your neck, Barbara.
Well, it's one of these Cool-It scarves. It's that new kind of fabric that's like in the cooling towels that you see advertised with the handsome or beautiful athletes with this little blue towel thing around their neck. Well, it's that same fabric that absorbs and holds moisture for a long time. And I bought another kind of bandana or neck cooler. And it's the traditional kind, which has a pocket that's full of crystals that soak and expand greatly and hold moisture, and you put it around your neck. And, you know, cooling down the backside of your neck is just a traditional centuries-old fix for heat exposure.
It's your spinal column. It's your nervous system. It really does work.
Right. I do find, however, that the new Cool-It scarf that I got it off of PulseTV.com, which is like, it's an overstock place where you can get really good prices. So these three scarves, I think, were about $5, so I grabbed them. And, you know, you can use them on the dogs, too, if you think a dog is overheating in your salon. Heaven forbid. But you know what? It was 85 degrees in my place yesterday, and I really felt it. Another thing that we've done this year is I bought one of those little evaporative cooler, the box kind, the square kind.
I saw those. I saw them at Bed Bath & Beyond and wondered if they worked.
Well, they work if you're about two. They probably would be good in your place.
I wondered.
But you have to be like really next to it. But it does put out colder air. And so I got one for Yvonne because, you know, she's had her thyroid removed, which means her thermoregulation is fucked up. And so she sweats a lot back there, and I just can't stand to think of my employees suffering. So I bought her one. And yesterday, when I actually was the one that was kind of suffering at the end of the day, she brought me her cooler and plugged it in on my cupboard next to me, and it helped a little. Yeah.
So how hot is too hot to work? That was a question that came up on Facebook a few weeks ago. And I said that I have no air conditioning and I work, and sometimes my trailer gets to 90 degrees and the dogs seem to be okay. I don't use heat when it's that hot. Like, I don't ever put a heated dryer on. I just use one setting and blow cold air or blow air on the dogs to dry them instead. But other than that, it's not wonderful, but I've never caused heat stroke for it being 85 or 90 degrees in the trailer. But I always have moving air. I think it's important to have moving air. But have you ever felt it was too hot to groom?
You know, it's warm in my place, and I have had people walk out once, refuse to leave their dog. You know, but this is why I have fans, I have cool mats that we put down. We can either put them inside a kennel or in the exercise pen that I do the larger dogs for. And when I have the older dogs, I put that one of these cooling pads, which if you were to lie on it, it probably wouldn't seem that much cooler, but it's effective enough to prevent heat illness, you know, in your pets. And so it's the old ones and the sick ones and then the babies that you have to worry about. You learn to schedule those first thing.
Yep.
Before it gets too hot, you know.
That's what I do. I definitely adjust my schedule. Sometimes I will cancel the middle of my day and add people to the beginning or the end so that I'm working in the cooler temperatures. I always have two windows and a door and a vent that I can open, and I do open them, especially when I'm drying the dogs, because I get so hot that I'm sweaty and I don't want them to have a reaction at all. I also park thoughtfully. If I can park in the shade, or I can turn the door so that it's away from the light, it definitely is cooler in there, even if it's hot outside, if the sun isn't shining directly into the trailer. I'll block off windows. We have to do that in our house. I am basically grooming in a bathing suit at this point. I have one of the Jody. It's true. I could probably make a little extra money in other ways if I ever needed to. But I've got my bad self image, my bad body image. So I have three different sizes of Jody Murphy skorts. The one that fits is the large. The extra large, which was, of course, the first one I bought because I picture myself extra large no matter what, just slides off my hips. So if I want to wear that, I have
to. You have no hips. That's because.
Well, that's true. I have to pin it. And I didn't want to wear that because it looks very professional. It's a nice looking skirt. When I dirtied my one that fit, I had to go to the medium. The medium one fits fine over my belly and, you know, it zips right up and it's very comfortable. But for some reason, I have more junk in the trunk than she planned for. So my butt hangs out a little bit at the bottom of it, but it's no worse than a bathing suit. It has shorts underneath it. I wear a tank top in that. And then when it gets really hot, you know, I wet my hair down and I'll wet my top off. And because it's nylon, it dries super quickly. I don't do that before I walk into somebody's house, but I'll do that when I'm standing in the
trailer. Another thing to do with water, I started to say this and got lost, is to run cool water on the inside of your elbows. That's another really efficient way to cool down your bloodstream because it's just kind of thin skinned in there. It's a good tip.
Of course, there's the all important hydration. I was reading that it says take a drink every 15 minutes, that you should drink some water every 15 minutes. I don't know that I do that.
It's been an hour and I haven't had a drink and I'm parched.
I know. We're wrapping it up. Barbara's, I can see her. She's fading away on us, right? It's in front of our eyes.
No, don't let that happen, though. Yeah. I just all need right. a drink of water.
One last thing that I do as a mobile groomer that you guys don't have the opportunity in a shop to do is I schedule my swimming pool houses for the end of the day so that when I'm finished grooming, I can just hop into their swimming pool and dunk myself, dry off a little bit, have a cocktail. Well, I don't have a cocktail, but they always offer me a cocktail. Dry off a little bit, shake off, then get back in my car and drive home. And it's a little bit more pleasant at the end of the day. So I guess that pretty much covers being too darn hot in a mobile grooming trailer. And I think we're going to let Barbara go find some water because I understand it's pretty warm down there in Tucson as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We've been hitting over 110 once in a while. That's damn hot, you know? And yeah. But this is the coolest room. My studio is pretty much the coolest room. I do have one room with a window AC, which is very comfortable, but there's no TV there.
Well, you can't hang out there.
I can't hang out there. You know, I'm one of these people living alone that the TV is the only thing that keeps me connected to the planet.
I'm not living alone, and mine is on all the time. See it up there?
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Well,
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being here, everyone. We appreciate you supporting our sponsors, clicking on the Amazon button, giving us tips at Patreon, and just in general, giving us your support and feedback on our Facebook page. Happy grooming, everybody. We'll meet you here next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye now. Take care of yourselves.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of The Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie@thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.